Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, April 27th. It'll be broadcast live on SLA TV, Dish Channel 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Over 46,000 head will be offered, 12,000 feeder steers, 8,200 feeder heifers, 4,600 weaned calves, and over 11,000 calves on cows. To view the digital catalog or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Give Superior a call for more information, 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, I had a big week last week as I was traveling in Washington, D.C. as part of the National Association of Farm Broadcasters. And while I was there, I set up a meeting with our Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen to kind of get his take on what's been going on in Washington, D.C. Mullen's been staying busy traveling across Oklahoma while not in D.C., listening to different issues and visiting with Oklahomans all across the state.
And so we started in Boise City and worked our way all the way down to Altus, Lawton, and then finished in Norman. And then last week we spent our time in the Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Edmond, surrounding areas, Sepulpa, Sand Springs. So we stayed more centralized, I guess. It's interesting to me because there's a huge difference between where you're at. So we're having major drought issues, obviously, in western Oklahoma. Eastern side, we did have major drought issues. Now we're having some. We're pretty wet right now. Sure. We're not totally out of it, but we're pretty good. Dealing with the military complex, the eastern side, we really don't really deal with that too much. I mean, we had the McAllister Ammunition Depot, but how important Vance is to Enid and Altus Air Force Base is to Altus and Fort Sill is to Lawton, and then Tinker to Oklahoma City, and how the complexes thrive off of each other, and how the ag community embraces the bases, and the bases embrace the ag community because they all lobby and work together. And so it's really unique, and it's a unique challenges they have.
Regarding inflation, Mullen said lowering energy costs will be the solution.
I mean, inflation is the beginning of every product being made, and inflation is the end of every product being delivered. And what I mean by that is the cost of that good, if energy is high, that cost of the good goes up, mm-hmm. because energy is the backbone of the economy. And so most people in Oklahoma realize that this administration isn't going to actually pay attention to the oil and gas sector, which is the main driver of the price of energy. They are going down this woke movement that is going to drive up energy costs. And so they know that to actually fix that problem, we got to fix the White House. That means we got to get somebody else there.
Mullen and I had the opportunity to talk about several issues, including land being bought in strategic areas, inflation, and rural health care, among other things. You can hear our complete conversation at OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
When your field calls for the perfect type of tough, go all in on FiberMax Cotton to deliver the right seed for whatever you're up against. Like the FiberMax 2398 GLTP variety. Strong as an ox, fights like a bull. Built to buck stress, boost yield quality, and stand strong when that verticillium wilt comes creeping. Whether you're looking for that type of tough or another, you can find it at FiberMax.com. FiberMax Cotton Seed from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.